Carolina won at Georgia Tech in 2019 by a 38-22 score, but according to historical records and head coach Mack Brown, that result is more of an outlier than a trend.
Not only are we 5-6 on the road, and all the games have been really close, even though the ones we won, two of them overtime games that we lost, our record at UNC in Atlanta is 9-19. It hasn't been an easy thing for us to win in Atlanta, for sure.
2020 marked the first year the Tar Heels and Yellow Jackets have not met in football since 1979. The 2019 game came in Georgia Tech head coach Jeff Collins' first season with the team. In the 2 years since that meeting, Brown says Georgia Tech has improved. After the Yellow Jackets' season-opening loss to Northern Illinois, they took perennial ACC powerhouse Clemson down to the wire last weekend, losing 14-8 on a goal line stand. With that in mind, Brown said he expects a tough fight from the Jackets.
You start looking at their Clemson game. They had a chance to win, and we know how Clemson's dominated this league for many, many years. So they've improved so much since that opening ball game. And their defense can really run. They've got some depth, but they were all over Clemson's offense.
Georgia Tech's offense is turning heads as well. One of two quarterbacks for the Yellow Jackets is Jordan Yates. Jordan is the nephew of former UNC quarterback TJ Yates, who currently holds the Carolina record for most career passing yards. Defensive coordinator Jay Bateman said Yates is just one of a number of dangerous weapons on the Georgia Tech offense.
You know, Yates is a kid that we looked at him recruiting, and I just think he's, you know, guy won a state championship, just a winner, you know, runs around, makes plays, you know, competes his tail off. So I think they got really good skill at running back. They got two really athletic quarterbacks, and I think where they've made the biggest improvement is O-line.
The road trip is particularly exciting for star wide receiver Josh Downs. Downs is from Sewanee, Georgia, and went to North Gwinnett High School just outside Atlanta. The sophomore has scored touchdowns in all three Carolina games this season and said he'll have a large contingent of fans in Atlanta's 71,000-seat Mercedes-Benz Stadium Saturday night, hoping to see more.
As a kid, like, always around there watching the Falcons play, even though it's new, I was in the old dome. But I've been to this dome when I played in there when I was in high school. So, I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, a bunch of my friends have already texted me about it, saying they're ready to see me play and stuff, ready to see us play. So, I mean, my family's going to be there. I got family in Columbus, Georgia, and I got family in greater Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm very excited to go back home.
To snag a road win Saturday night, Carolina's defense will have to improve on its performance against Virginia, where it gave up 39 points and almost 600 passing yards. And with the season's opening loss to Virginia Tech, any ACC loss all but slams the door on UNC's conference championship ambitions. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.